Walker didn't include in his budget proposal the cutting of a competitive PSE grant of up to $300,000 in utility ratepayer money that for 5 years has gone to the Citizens Utility Board, or CUB. Nor did the governor cut in half a fund for parties that intervene in rate cases. He also did not introduce a plan to make CUB and other groups pay half the cost of expert witnesses. Instead, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee suddenly made the changes on April 15th, with committee co-chair Senator Alberta Darling blaming CUB for driving up utility costs.
We're talking about the cost of doing business in Wisconsin.
Critics shot back that Darling and her Republican colleagues were doing the bidding of Gale Klappa, the head of the state's largest utility, We Energies. Klappa's also on the board of the Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce, or MMAC. But a We Energies spokeswoman directed us to MMAC lobbyist Steve Boss, who says he's the instigator.
You're looking at who was behind it. MMAC was the one who worked this motion through finance.
Regardless of who pushed the measure through, longtime dues-paying members of the Citizens Utility Board say ratepayers are the ones who will eventually foot the bill if CUB and other customer groups are weakened. Milwaukee resident Roger Oldenburg starts his microwave oven to warm water for his instant coffee. Oldenburg says CUB has saved him a lot of money over the last 35 years by convincing the State Public Service Commission to hold down the size of utility rate hikes. Oldenburg says hurting CUB would harm residential and small business customers.
Where you're dealing with multi-mega corporations that have millions and millions of dollars to spend on attorneys and presentations and lobbying and all of that. We need somebody that's actually going to speak on behalf of the little person.
CUB Executive Director Kira Lair says some of the utility's cash in rate cases comes from ratepayer dollars. She says that's ironic given some utility executives' salaries.
Mr. Klappa is making about $10 million a year now, which would fund CUB for 20 years to provide advocacy to save ratepayers millions of dollars.
Lair says state taxpayers wouldn't save any money if the grants and funds for those who challenge utility rate cases are cut. She says CUB can't go out and just raise more cash because that model has not worked elsewhere. At her home in Waukesha, another longtime CUB member, Pearl Schwanz, looks through her refrigerator. She says she and her husband already do their part to hold down electricity and heating bills.
I turn off the lights when I leave a room. I don't run the radio all day long. We holler at the teenagers to not take such long showers.
But Schwanz says she needs CUB to be a strong partner before the PSC. So she's appealing to the governor to reverse the proposed cuts.
Put it back in, Governor Walker.
Asked specifically last Saturday about Joint Finance's cut for CUB, the governor did not show his hand.
We'll be in extensively on Thursday going through what's likely to make it through the Assembly and the Senate to make a decision about what our line item vetoes are going to be.
In other words, utility ratepayers may know by this weekend the fate of customer groups like CUB. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.